T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's been awesome having Free back on the field and seeing him go back to look like himself. It's been a long time to see the energy that he brings. It's been good.
I feel good just to be out here running around, having fun. It's just fun. Just having fun running around, like, bring me back to my memories when I was a young kid, playing in the middle of the field. It's just fun just to be out here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Told you we were going to talk a little football. Coach Dan Quinn and Devontae Freeman.
Couple free.
Pardon?
Just free. Just good to have Free back.
Okay. Well, why don't you finish here?
Then? No. Go ahead.
I've been talking too much anyway.
Come back
from
where? Because you on this side of the glass, man. Today, we're glad to have you here.
Anyway, yeah. as we talk a little Falcons football,
yeah.
OTA's going on. And, well, just the fact that we're talking football, we have to bring in the voice.
Yeah, we do.
We got to bring in the man.
Yeah, he is.
And then it's like off season. I picture him there, no bow tie on, and just chilling, trying to figure out how he's going to spend his Memorial Day weekend. D. Orlando Ledbetter, it is a pleasure talking to you in off season, man.
Good morning, Greg and Tim. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. And, of course, you know, things were busy up at Flowery Branch this week. As you always say, well, they don't have any bads on, but still there's some things that you can see. And first of all, we just heard from one person, Devontae Freeman. What was
free.
It like just to see him back on the field and healthy?
Yeah, it was different. He's, only played 2 games last season, trying to come back after 2, down seasons for himself. It was good to see him back in front of the running back group. That was the big key, was that he was out in front trying to lead everybody as he returns from a bumpy offseason. So, he's old. He's a young guy, 27. It's no thing about, whether he's worn down or not. So he should be able to make it all the way back to Pro Bowl status. And I know they're happy about that, to get his playmaking ability back out on the field.
D-Led, I'm going to mention a couple names to you. You just talked about Freeman. I'm going to mention a couple more to you, and I want you to give me a little bit on these guys. And there's a reason I'm mentioning them. Vic Beasley, Tank McKinley, Isaiah Oliver, and DeMonte KZ. These are guys who are, according to those in the know with the Falcons, these are guys who have to prove something during this offseason as they prepare during OTAs. What are your thoughts on what you think? And then, by the way, am I leaving out a name or two?
Yeah, no question about it. Of course, Vic is obvious. He hasn't gotten sacked. He was drafted to get to the quarterback, and he hasn't done that the last 2 years, and he's not there practicing with the team. So, they'd like to have him there and getting him ready, working on some new techniques and new alignments. So they're a little disappointed. I won't come out and say it, that he's not there working to better himself with the team. He is probably working somewhere else, training on his own. He has a list of things to improve on. But the Falcons would, like to be hands-on with that. Tack is there. He's working at some of his new alignments. They put him at some linebackers. So, they're trying to find ways to help these guys get to the quarterback. He got into a nice little fight there with Luke Stocker. So you like to see that. Hope they don't get fined for it. It's supposed to be non-contact drills. But, just 2 guys going real hard. KZ and Oliver, those are 2 position changes. So that makes sense, too. Oliver looked good in spurts, but got beat and looked bad at times, too, last year. And I'm talking about the Bengals game where he gave up the winning touchdown in Pittsburgh where – he gave up a touchdown to, it was Antonio Brown, so, not going to hold that against him. But, can he be a full-time right outside cornerback? They drafted him to be one. We're going to find out here, and we'll know a whole lot by the game 4. not so worried about KZ. Doesn't think he has anything to prove. He did that last year. He's just moving to a different spot. So those four guys, that's the situation with those four. And, of course, you know, the other two major ones is whenever you bring rookies into the league, even if they're first-round picks, you don't know if they can really play. They've been playing against guys their own age, in their early 20s. How are they going to do against grown men from, are very strong and have been around the block? And, how can they do that from week to week on a high level? So, of course, the rookies, Chris Lindstrom and Caleb Brown, will get a lot of attention here in the offseason and early in the NFL season.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with D. Orlando Ledbetter from AJC and AJC.com. The thing I think a lot of people want to know, too, is health status. We lost a lot of pieces on the defensive side of the ball early last season. Everybody coming back healthy there, because we think that's one of the keys to this team being able to do what they have the potential to do. We know things on the offensive side, D-Led, but we got to stop some folks, and we lost some of the big hitters early last season.
Yeah, no question about it, Sam. And two things. When one came out of the open session on Thursday was that Julio and Deion Jones weren't there also, and Coach said they were rehabbing, and we didn't know about any surgeries. Maybe Julio's just maintaining his body, and it wasn't no surgery. But we know he's had a lot of injuries over the years. And Deion, of course, he came back from that broken foot. He wasn't 100% at the end of the season, so I'm pretty sure he's still working on that. But no new or confirmed surgery. And then Keanu Neal and Ricardo Allen, those are two big ones. Keanu, left knee, reconstructive ACL surgery. And then Ricardo Allen, the Achilles, left Achilles heel. And we did a story on those guys yesterday on AJC.com. They're about a month each away, so I don't expect to see them until training camp. And then the knee is a little bit more, predictable. He should be fine. With Ricardo, they're going to have to go slow on his return. That Achilles, according to the doctors that we talked to, there's a 6% chance that you can blow the other one. And, the speed and the flexibility doesn't just come back automatically. It takes time, even after the 6 to 8 months recovery. So he's a guy that they need to get somebody ready to play at free safety, so they can ease him back into the operation. Keanu should be able to go right away, but Ricardo's the one I'm more concerned about, as I talked to, not the team doctors. The Falcons don't make those available to us, so we have to go outside and get our own medical experts, and I got people in L.A. and New York that are with other teams that have been through these surgeries and have a history and information that is pertinent to the recovery from that particular injury.
D. Orlando Ledbetter joining Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, Dirk Cutter's back running the offense. Coach Dan Quinn taking over the defense. For Falcons fans, is there going to be a significant difference with those two guys at the helm coming up in the season?
Oh, yeah, no question about it, Greg. And one thing that Matt Ryan said, and I wanted to follow up. I mean, sometimes he drops stuff and, hey, did he just throw Sarkisian under the bus here? And he said the disappointing thing for him last year was that, when things weren't going great with the offensive line up front, when people were dictating to them that, they weren't able to adjust. And, so with Dirk Cutter, a guy who's been, calling plays in the league for, a long time, he feels they'll be able to adjust even when teams are able to take some of their things away. And he might not have intended to throw Sarkisian under the bus, but, from that comment, that tells me that, hey, he might not have been happy with how things were called and how things went. And if he's not happy, that's probably why Sarkisian's back at Alabama now.
Spend your time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with D. Orlando Ledbetter. You can always follow him on Twitter at D. Orlando AJC, at D. Orlando AJC. One player I wanted to bring up, because a lot of people have asked me about running game and how we're going to finish drives. And I'm thinking, we got this big guy we got from Pitt. I'm talking about Olison. You're seeing him there. And in size, the roles you feel you think he should be able to assert himself into with this team.
Yeah, he's. We talked to the running back coach on Wednesday. Coach Brock, and he liked Olison a lot. He's doing everything he needs to do. He's big. He's fast. He can be a short yardage back. They think he can catch the ball too. So that would make him a three down guy, which would be great. So it won't be predictable what they're going to do when he's in the game. But he also had kind words for Brian Hill, who did a great job at the end of the season last year. He said, all you got to do is go on production, and he produced. He did have a fumble last year. So, between those two guys, Ito Smith and Demonte Freeman, the Falcons appear to be in great shape at running back. So, even though Tevin Coleman left and went to the 49ers, Olison is a bigger back, short yardage guy. They think he can catch. If he can, that's a major bonus. And then I don't know, do you keep Brian Hill still? But they're going to run the ball, and they need to reestablish their running game. So maybe Brian Hill could do enough to keep his job. But they have some options in the backfield now, and you always like to have that, Sam.
That's a fine. if you've not heard, what do you think about this race that's going on amongst the NFL players? You know about this? D-Led?
No, I don't, Greg.
There is
time watching the basketball here, but I haven't been able to keep up with the racing stuff.
Okay, well, I've been doing the same thing, but yet it fell into my lap. There is a new competition, and they're looking for the fastest player in the NFL, and it's going to be a part of a new competition, and it's going to happen next month. They're going to 12 offensive players and 12 defensive players are going to compete head-to-head. I mean, everybody from Alvin Kamara to Ted Ginn Jr. The list is up on, I guess the four-letter network. They had it posted up there. But you can see the list of the players. This is going on, and it just kind of takes you back to when Sam and I were talking about when Deion came in and famously took his shoes off and ran the 40. And these guys are going to run a 40, by the way. Sam's got a problem with that. He said, if you're going to do this, why don't you just run 100 yards? Or 100 meters. But they're going to Go ahead.
Oh, no, Greg, that reminds me back when they used to have the Superstars competition.
Exactly.
With O.J. Simpson and them way, way back in the day. And I like it. It's a good way. I wouldn't want my guys out there doing it. But then it also reminds me of a former Georgia tailback, Robert, I'm drawing a blank on last name, played for the Patriots, Edwards.
Edwards, yeah.
Yeah, tore his knee up in the sand out there in Hawaii.
That's
doing
right.
These things. So, yeah, I want some insurance. It's got to be a lot of money. For a guy like Ted Ginn, that's not on a high pay level guy, but he's been in the league a long time. And I did see his comments, but I didn't follow it up. I didn't know it got this serious. But I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that, Greg. I'm with Sam. I don't want my guys getting hurt doing some stupid stuff in the offseason.
Can I ask both of you this? Well, you and I can talk about this afterwards. I'm sorry if you had a question, because I got to get D-Led's thoughts on this.
Go ahead.
Sum up Pac-Man Jones' career. He retired the other day, and when you think about him or you talk about his career to other people, what do you say?
Oh, he was, a top 10 pick. I remember talking to him early in his career at Westlake when, it was real controversial. Didn't know if he was going to make it, it's just a really tough background and a couple red flags there early on in his career. But he matured and was able to, play in the league at a high level for a long time. I used to talk with Marvin Lewis about him annually in the off season about how is he doing, he's growing up, and they tried to put a people around him and in place to help him with some of his anger or attitude issues. So kind of was happy to see he was able to get his career in and grow up and be able to contribute. I know I was at his camp and he was trying to do the right thing for the kids there. So, I wish him the best. He had a great career, probably not a Hall of Fame career, but he was a very fine player that could cover receivers and did a great job in the face of, you know, what looked like a major climb up the hill here. But he did it, and, you know, wished him best of luck here in retirement.
Yeah, one of our hometown folks. D-Led, thanks so much for spending some time with us on this holiday weekend. Always great to catch up with you, man.
All right, Sam and Greg, you all take care. Thanks for having me. See my man Greg doing these commercials and stuff. He's gonna be big here real soon.
I got another one coming out. I shot this past week. I'll tell you about that when we speak next, because I can't say nothing now.
All right, my man. Let's do it, Greg.
I appreciate it, D-Led. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Take care.
All right, listen, when we come back, would you talk about Pac-Man and your experience with him?
Sure,
because I know that you have a connection with him, and you go back to him from high school, too. So anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.